Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some say it has aphrodisiac powers. We say yes to celery. Looking out Calypso's cave, the spirits of Odysseus were lifted by the sight of a meadow filled with violets and celery. Grab some stocks at Trader Joe's, your celery headquarters.
Eight o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story of first in California.
The world is changing. California's climate is changing, and we're taking another step.
Mandatory water conservation. Governor Jerry Brown making what some considered a long overdue announcement today in the Sierra. How bad is it? The snowpack is at its lowest since 1950, when the first records were kept. And tree rings suggest this is the worst drought in the Golden State in 1,000 years.
Standing on a patch of grass in the Sierra that's usually under 5 feet of snow right now, Brown issued an executive order to take water use down by 25% through the end of the year.
People should realize we're in a new era. The idea of your nice little green grass getting lots of water every day, that's going to be a thing of the past.
He's setting up a program to replace millions of square feet of lawns with drought-resistant landscapes, calling on local water agencies to up their rates to encourage conservation, providing more cash for rebates on efficient appliances.
That is KGO 810's Mike Simpson. State Attorney General Kamala Harris is holding a campaign party tonight in San Francisco, officially kicking off her run for the U.S. Senate in 2016. A who's who in politics mingling down at Delancey Street at this hour, among them East Bay Congresswoman Barbara Lee.
I think there are many, many issues that she is addressing in the campaign, that she is addressing through her work currently, and that she will take on to the United States Senate.
This is a private event, no reporters allowed, no comment from the candidate. Harris is running in the vacated U.S. Senate seat, or the U.S. Senate seat soon to be vacated by Barbara Boxer. It is a story that made national headlines. One of the men involved in the 1976 kidnapping of a school bus full of children in Chowchilla was granted parole today. James Schoenfeld, his brother Richard, and friend Frederick Woods kidnapped 26 children and their bus driver and hid them in a truck buried in a Livermore rock quarry. It could take 4 months to complete a review before an actual parole date is issued. Richard Schoenfeld was paroled in 2012. Frederick Woods has been denied parole 13 times. In Arkansas tonight, state lawmakers are working on a new religious freedom bill. Under intense pressure from the CEO of Walmart and First Lady Hillary Clinton, the governor there today refused to sign the original bill into law. We get more now from correspondent Miguel Marquez.
In a closely watched decision, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson rejecting a religious freedom bill today that many saw as divisive. Before the bill passed in the legislature, Hutchinson said he planned to sign it, but today he backtracked, asking state lawmakers to remake the bill to mirror existing federal law. It's a move that could head off protests, concerns the measure would allow companies to refuse service to gay or lesbian patrons.
Meanwhile, lawmakers in Indiana are working on a revised version of that state's controversial religious freedom law, a law that has led to companies like San Francisco-based Salesforce and the state of Connecticut to refuse to do business in Indiana. A new set of crossover tracks opening today along BART's Pittsburgh Bay Point line. It's part of a project expected to increase the number of train cars during peak commute hours and cut down on service delays. The two sections of track are located between the Walnut Creek and Pleasant Hill stations. Open Sesame is a new high-tech device that could replace your house keys. And later this week, Stanford student Jermaine Gu is headed on a world tour to promote the creation.
Sesame is an app-based locking system, which costs about $150. It can be installed without tools and works with any single-cylinder deadbolt lock, using either custom remote knock or voice control to open a door, and operates using lithium batteries in either a Bluetooth or Wi-Fi connection. Owners of Sesame can choose who has access to the lock, as well as notifications on when the door is opened or closed. The world tour came after Goo's Kickstarter campaign generated pledges of more than $800,000.
And KGO 810 SUNY Khalid tells us the original goal of that Kickstarter campaign, $100,000. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:04.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time now to check traffic on the fives. And for that, we hand it over to Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort. We'll start in the city. Northbound 101 at Vermont Street. You got a broken down vehicle there in the second lane from the left. Really, though, traffic is already bumper to bumper from Cesar Chavez to the Skyway. And eastbound on the Skyway, it's still crawling from 101 to Fremont. Now, if you're heading out onto the lower deck, just get ready for a bit of a wait, too. You've got a broken down vehicle there that's on the right shoulder just before Treasure Island. But really, it's not heavy slowdowns, just minor delays. On the peninsula, northbound 101 at 92, you want to watch out for a mattress and boxes in the slow lane. That's causing some minor slowdowns to just before East Hillsdale Boulevard. In San Jose, 680 northbound, just after 101, you still got seven or eight peacocks there. They're now on the sound wall. Catch the Cashnado at Black Oak Casino Resort and earn the $5,000 cash cube every Friday and Saturday with your chance to win at least $10,000 on Saturdays and a bonus $25,000 drawing on April 25th, only at Black Oak. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Thank you, Lee, and here's a look at your Bay Area weather forecast on this very first day of mandatory water rationing in California, both rain and snow in the weather forecast.
See, Karen?
The first chance of that is comes on Easter Sunday morning. It'll be gone by the early afternoon, but then comes back on Monday and into Tuesday. Could drop as much as a half an inch of rain. Right now around the Bay Area, 56 degrees in Oakland, 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And it's time for the late night, late show wrap-up, everybody.
My favorite holiday is April Fool's Day.
It's on April 1st.
Some people really, really get into April Fool's. They go crazy with it.
Take all the breakfast cereal out of the box, replace it with golf balls.
Well, that's a great April Fool's joke.
April Fool's!
April Fool's!
April Fool's!
We don't get fooled.
Yeah, but you might have. I think some people did.
No, no. I'm Jack Bauer. Who the hell are you?
I made a duty.
Does anyone there know I made a duty?
We don't get fooled again.
I love it. Okay, so here we go, 8:08 now. And Heather, you were busted today on this.
What?
You remember when you sent me the email in the morning about the people doing the experiment about working at, you know, going to work for nude, nude for
clong,
the last...
Clong, clong, yeah, fell for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I was so smart, too. I woke up, I'm like, it's April Fool's. I'm looking around every corner. And then I forward him this email like, oh, look at this. This one newspaper or magazine, bold italic, did an experiment and wrote an article about going to work fully nude. And he's like, do you think it's an April Fool's joke? And I'm like, I don't know. It's San Francisco. It could be a nude office. I don't know.
I was turned on to the whole thing because I caught it at about 11 o'clock this morning. The very first one, I was looking at a Huffington Post and they had a selfie taking tool, the selfie shoes. And it was just kind of in the middle of the real articles, you know.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, selfie shoes.
But it would take
April Fool's Day. You fool.
And the idea is it would take a picture up your dresser pants?
Well, yeah. So it's like a hole in the end of your shoe where you would put your iPhone and then hold your foot up.
Oh, yeah. Like at your desk. Here I am at work
wherever.
Or whatever.
If you could kick your foot up that high. I don't know how how high can you kick that up.
You're doing pretty well. Were you surprised in a chorus line? Come on, tell the truth.
Until I tore my Achilles.
Yes, okay. Your dance career was ruined.
Yes, Hulu Pets offers pet versions of hit TV shows like Claude City. Broad City with cats. and a Portlandia Real Housewives spoofs, Pugs of Portland. That was fun. An online car dealership for kids sells a Frozen, as in the movie, Frozen Disney, branded Mustang and a Hello Kitty themed Hummer.
Hey, wait, shouldn't that have been Real Bitches of Portland?
It should have, yeah. And to channel road rage in a more productive way, this smartphone app that donates the car of the awful driver ahead of you to charity, and all you would have to do is scan their license plate.
Oh.
I wonder how many people tried that here in the
Bay. I think
that
those were going to Cars for Kids.
Right, yes. So that would be perfect. Vodka-flavored flavors like salmon vodka, cheesesteak vodka, and cream cheese bagel vodka from Pinnacle Vodka, the folks at Pinnacle did that.
That's very funny.
And
the flavors have gotten outrageous.
Yeah, they're nutty
bacon,
wacky.
Bacon, right. Syrup.
Can't do
maple.
The vodka.
Ugh,
get too nutty
flavored.
Wacky. Right. To prevent brain freeze, an ice cream headache prevention helmet from Turkey Hill. Those are just some of them. How fun is that?
That's called a stocking cap.
And I have to tell you, here's Kimmel talking about David Lee Roth getting his nose broken. And this all happened on their performance on Monday night. It was the first live show that they've done. And they're going to be playing all over the United States. Yes, they kissed and made up, David Lee and David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen. And they're back together again. And David was twirling his scepter or baton, whatever the hell you want to call it, and absolutely broke his nose. He almost ripped it off his face.
We had an incident last night. We shut down the whole street for Van Halen's first ever live televised performance with their original lead singer, David Lee Roth. And this is something that we've been working on for months. It's a major operation to close the whole block down. 6,000 people showed up. The crowd went from right out front of our theater all the way down the street for blocks. People were out there for hours. People came in from other countries just to see them. And not 1 minute after they got on stage, something immediately went wrong. David Lee Roth was twirling this pole, a metal pole. I don't know what it was, but it was going so fast, you couldn't see what happened to him. We have the video, though, from last night. Now, there's David spinning this thing.
It's
like
just
a baton.
Crazy.
And you can see here in a second, in slow motion, it hits him in the nose right there. It clips
it's
his
an
nose
ouch.
And actually moves the nose.
Ooh.
See, the world of baton twirling is very dangerous. So he came off stage. He said, hey, excuse me for 1 second. I have to go. Our medic was trying to stop the bleeding. There was a good deal of blood. David wanted the guy to just put duct tape on it and send him back out there. He did. And the medic said, maybe I'll use a bandage instead since I have them. So he put the bandage on, and David came right back out on stage and finished the show. And then immediately after the show, he went to the hospital, and a doctor put 14 stitches in his nose. So.
Oh, my God.
And that's no April Fool's joke.
Is this a good omen for the rest of the tour?
That's what I was thinking, too. And, yeah, so it almost ended up in his ear.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be here in July, I believe.
I think so. So get your box.
I may have found the video. If I do, I'll tweet it at Generation Drex. Follow us there with that Twitter handle.
Get to your box, is your computer, and get on it now.
Here it is.
So.
Oh. I can't watch.
It's an ouch. Are they showing the blood? Oh, is there an unedited version? Oh, well, please put it up at Generation Drex. Yeah, let everybody see it. Because even I did not see the unedited version because they cut it out.
Oh.
So it was crazy if you were watching Kimmel, as I was live. You know, after the show, I got home and I watched Kimmel. And I was watching. I'm like, what the hell just happened to his nose? There's this huge bandage on it. And I mean, it was like Rudolph. I'm thinking, what the hell? What is going on here? Here's what's going on here. There's a recent article at LinkedIn right here in the Bay. I think they were building right beside us in our old building, weren't they? Yes, they have their own building now in downtown San Francisco.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway, they listed a bunch of cliche phrases people use, you know, too much at work. and you can get away with them every now and then. But they say if you use them constantly, you start really pissing and annoying people off a lot.
You have to be careful.
Yeah, here are the top 10. It's a win-win.
Oh.
The word synergy, stop using it. I've got a lot of stuff on my plate.
Stuff on my plate. Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
Yep.
Let's touch base. Oh, don't you
circle
just
back.
Here we go. Think outside the box. Now, you got to think of what the number one is. Do you got it in your head, anybody? Go ahead.
I'm not sure.
Karen's guessing the board operator. Steep learning curve now.
I think one thing that gets a lot of play, and maybe it's already gone away, is end of the day or bottom line. Bottom line that for me, you know.
Well, I think that one should be on there. Get the ball rolling is 4. Hit the ground running is 3. Back to the drawing board, number 2.
Uh-oh.
Most annoying things you should stop saying at work. And the number one thing you should avoid from your, get rid of.
Is it brainstorm? Yes.
No. At the... Now, pull up your sleeves. I don't love everybody's adding to it.
Roll up your sleeves.
The worst, most annoying phrase you should stop using at work is, at the end of the day.
Oh, I did say it. Oh, God. Yeah. No, that's
at the end
just
of the day,
worst.
At the end of the day, it's still April Fool's Day until midnight. And one of the Drex...
You hear some of this stuff come out of your own mouth, and you just go, like, you bang yourself on the forehead, like, how did that happen? But it actually really fit that sentence anyway.
I mean, you know what? I'm guilty of let's touch base, because you write that a lot in emails. I don't know. I do. Just to keep brevity. Be brief. Yeah, let's touch base later.
By adding in meaningless phrases?
Yes, like that. Yes, exactly. Thank you, Heather. More of the Drex Radio Show coming up in a minute on KGOA 10.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Hey guys, Will Durst here. You know, the other day I hit a pothole that was bigger than a hot tub. It did almost $700 damage to my car. So I called the story into my local newspaper, and they just laughed. Get in line. It's a sad state of affairs when we let our roads get this bad. Pretty soon you're going to need an all-terrain vehicle to commute to work. Governor Brown estimates that our state has a $59 billion backlog just for the upkeep of our roads and bridges. Part of the problem is that the gas tax alone isn't enough to do the job anymore. Cars use less gas, and electric cars don't pay any tax. And that $700 repair bill, that's over 3 times as much as the average driver pays in state gas taxes each year. The governor's called on Republicans and Democrats to help him come up with a solution.
We got to find a way to fund our crumbling highways, or we're all going to be in for a rough ride.
To find out more, please visit RebuildCA.org. Sponsored by the California Alliance for Jobs.
For a unique gift of a diamond that sparkles beautifully at an unbeatable direct diamond importer price, visit Shane Company or go to shaneco.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, get a 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm start at just $24.97. So, let's worry less. Let's do smarter fire safety. Alarms that won't turn off and batteries that won't chirp for 10 long years. Let's do this. Get a worry-free alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
6 more days until the opener of the A's and 12 more days until the opener for the Giants. 4 more days till Easter. 11 more days till the Game of Thrones. And 14 more days until your taxes are due. And then there's today.
If you're one of the millions of people addicted to April Fool's Day pranks, help has arrived. At the April Fool's Day Treatment Center.
I will not cover toilet seats with saran wrap.
Here you'll receive the kind of specialized treatment needed to break the cycle of practical joke addiction.
I will not fill soap dispensers with crazy glue.
Call today for a free evaluation.
I will not call the airport and page Michael Hunt.
And let the healing begin.
And let it. Yes. Speaking of April Fool's jokes, yes, in our own state of California, California Democratic Representative Mike Honda introduced legislation cracking down on acronyms as a bill title. Yes, also known as the Accountability and Congressional Responsibility on Naming Your Motions, which is acronym.
Acronym. Very
bum,
cute,
bum,
Mike
bum,
Honda.
Bum, 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 bum. Speaking of sacred tomato, let's talk about our lieutenant governor. He was interviewed by the Huffington Post, and he said California is the worst of all worlds when it comes to marijuana. California has the oldest and largest legal marijuana market in the country, bringing in $1.3 billion a year. It's also the least regulated, allowing for local governments to enforce their own rules at their own whims, and a thriving underground industry to smuggle the product into this state and to other states in mass.
Maybe we could use our popped water. I mean, pop money to buy water.
We're
we got a lot
get
of pot.
That. That's a
we
good
don't
idea.
Have enough water.
We're
going
to get
seeing,
to the water thing.
Let's do the math.
And by the way, the water thing, I know it's like, oh, Drex, we know we need to save water. No. But what the governor said today and some of the comparisons and some of the ideas that are coming up, you know, might ring your bell. Yeah. It's going to ring your shower bell for sure. We'll get to that. But anyway, so back to the lieutenant governor, Gavin Newsom, who recently announced his candidacy for governor in 2018, says it's essential to begin publicly exploring the issue before full-scale legislation, and which is likely to show up in the state's ballot next year. And by the way, he says he's real sure it's going to pass. So he wants to make sure that we have a very mature and regulated industry here. He said, we're the worst of all worlds. This report bears out the fact that we haven't answered a lot of questions. Now, in case you forgot or you're new to the state of California, to the Golden State, California in 1996 became the first state to legalize medical marijuana. And we just missed it narrowly in 2010, narrowly rejected the country's first recreational marijuana measure. So it could have been here 5 years ago. What the hell? Since then, four states and the District of Columbia have legalized recreational pot. Isn't it funny how that brouhaha and that storm in Washington, D.C. kind of went away?
It totally did.
It totally went away.
They were going to arrest the mayor.
Yes.
Yeah.
That lasted 2 days and then snap, it's gone.
And then
gone.
Everybody smoked some pot and chilled out.
That's right, man. So 55% of Californians totally support full-scale legislation here in the state. And so it goes. I mean, and he says taxes are a particularly delicate issue. And I'm glad he explained this today. He says, you know, as commission's report has noted, high taxes, and this was the thing that I was talking about the last time we discussed this, high taxes can result in a greater state and local revenue base, increasing the revenues available to do work with, you know, for the government. But And this was it right here, cha-ching. But the report also adds that with a very high tax, with a high tax to a very high tax, both sellers and buyers may opt out of the legal market in order to avoid paying the tax and continue to access marijuana through the illicit black market. And see, that's what's going on in Colorado.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, big time. Because, you know, if it's, I have no idea what the prices are, but if it's $75 an eighth at the Colorado State Store, the guy down the street will sell it to you for $25 an eighth.
Right.
And a baggie of pot's a baggie of pot.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, so it's a problem. You know, they're already thinking about the tax structure in the state of Colorado. Watch it. We might have to figure this out. There's got to be a delicate balance. You know,
exactly. Newsom's asking these pertinent questions so that we do it right and use Colorado as like a template of what to do or not to do.
And Washington State. And, yeah. And you know, this goes back to alcohol and also tobacco. They had to play this very delicate game with alcohol and with cigarettes for a long time because they had to get the tax just right so that people wouldn't be selling this stuff illegally.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, and just by the way, what a coincidence it is. Yes, on April Fool's Day 2015, out comes the 10 best marijuana strains for spring.
Yay. Yay.
Right here in the Bay Area. Some of the best buds. Bay Area. All-Star Gorilla Glue, number 4. So named for the strain's copious resin and its tendency to gum up the trimmer's scissors. This stuff blows my mind. All-Star Gorilla Glue's number 4's range now spreads from its Los Angeles roots to Berkeley Patients Group in Berkeley. And it's supposed to be quite the hybrid and is sought by high-tolerance medical patients. Also, one called Chem Scout, Bay Area's craft collective, craft an acronym, makes a tiny bit of room on their menu for other elite cultivators, namely the IC Collective and several other award-winning crosses of Chem 91 and Girl Scout cookies. The lemony,
wow.
Yeah, Chemi and scrumptious, I don't know.
You're like, is there a word for this? You're like a sommelier, but for pot. Just tell me what it tastes like and what's the buzz like.
Well, that I have no idea. Chem Scout, by the way, took first place in the 2014 High Times Cup in San Francisco.
Ta-da.
So there you have it.
Enough said.
We've got it down. I mean, you know, and that's the top stuff coming out of just the Bay Area. Then there's the rest of the state. Good God. Better legalize it quickly because somebody's making a lot of money regardless. Wouldn't you say so? Okay, no more showers. So let me see. So when we come back, I want you to guess how many billions of kegs of beer we would have to save in order to make up the drought. I have the answer. It's right here, right in front of me on the Late Night Late Show Wrap Up, which continues in a minute on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Bill and Kathleen with American Vision Windows.
Hi, my name is Bill, and this is my wife, Kathleen, and we are the owners of American Vision Windows.
And they founded American Vision Windows because of firsthand experience.
It was about 16 years ago. We had a need to get some windows. We started making calls going through the sales process.
We didn't have people returning our calls. When they'd come, they really weren't professional. They didn't give us a full presentation to understand what I was buying, the benefits I was going to have, all the stuff that we like to share with the customer now. I didn't feel like we could make a super educated decision.
So obviously, the industry needed better customer service. But the final straw for Bill...
Some of these people were looking at Kathleen like she wasn't the decision maker, which in our house is a mistake.
Since day one, Bill and Kathleen have been on a mission to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time. And right now, let American Vision Windows pay the tax and free expert installation. That's right, no tax and free expert installation. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number 778-326.
When you need to find a part at a price that's right, that red and blue sign is just within sight. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Domestic, European, or Asian, CarQuest has the right parts to keep you safely on the road. With over 800,000 products available, you're sure to find exactly what you need when you visit CarQuest Auto Parts. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that pinata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kirk Candlin, and after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement, like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s and a 1234. License 245291.
I've known a lot of people who have listened to You and Me do ads, and so they've tried out the Handlery. And I literally can tell you, out of every 100 that I get, maybe there's one that had a problem, which instantly you take care of, and the other 99 keep raving about it. That's a pretty high standard to keep.
Well, one of the things I always try to do is when people book, I either call you in your room or I go out and I meet you at check-in. And but that's what I want. That's why I got into the business, was that personal contact.
There's something special when you run a hotel. It's a contact with people. It's a contact with employees, too. When the employees are happy, the hotel really gets a good raving review. And your employees seem very happy.
I've been very fortunate with the men and women who I work with. I've worked with their mothers and their fathers, and now I'm working with their sons and daughters. And so when we say we're family-owned, it isn't just the Handlery's. It's the staff members' family as well.
You can go to the web, handlery.com, but you can also just pick up a phone and call.
800-995-HUSH and ask for the KGO package.
Handlery Union Square Hotel.
You can't go wrong.
Good evening. I'm John Lobertini in the KGO Newsroom. Our top story at the bottom of the hour, the high-stakes poker game over Iran's nuclear weapons program. The New York Times is reporting Iran negotiators ignored Tuesday's deadline for an agreement, hoping the U.S. would cave in and give up some ground. But President Barack Obama reportedly turned the tables, telling Secretary of State John Kerry to ignore that deadline as well and make it clear the U.S. was prepared to walk away and leave all sanctions against Iran, in place. Tonight, there is now a Thursday deadline in place, but the stakes remain high. Congressman Adam Schiff on the threat of military force if talks with Iran do indeed fall apart.
If Iran was moving forward to develop the bomb and that was the only option we had to stop them, then yes, I would support it. And for that reason, it really has to be on the table.
Negotiators are in the midst of a marathon bargaining session tonight in hopes of finding some common ground. Back here in the Bay Area, we now know the identity of that woman who scaled a fence and made it onto the runway at San Jose Mineta International. KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges has that story.
20-year-old Deanna Predell scaled a fence near the southwest corner of the airport and walked across the airfield. She was quickly spotted and taken into police custody. It's the fifth security breach at Mineta San Jose International.
We've increased the patrols of our perimeter fence line. We are pursuing some capital programs, including increasing the height of our fence line. We're not required to do that, but we are certainly pursuing that.
Rosemary Barnes with the airport says they've been working with a company for the past year that's analyzing new technology, things like infrared and sensors on the fencing itself.
Now, this latest breach has East Bay Congressman Eric Swalwell growing more frustrated. Swalwell is on the Homeland Security Public Safety Committee in Washington.
I continue to call on having perimeter breach detection, and this technology is available. I put on a demonstration at my office last year to show that there is affordable technology that is made here in the Bay Area that would alert officials at the moment the perimeter is breached.
Swalwell says Congress is moving too slowly to fund projects for all major airports, but he says San Jose Mineta could pay for these security upgrades on its own. Whooping cough reported at two high schools in Antioch, one case at Deer Valley High, a second at Antioch High School. Whooping cough starts off with cold-like symptoms and then can progress into severe fits of coughing. School officials in Antioch are working to control the outbreak, they tell us. Vaccinations are the best way to prevent whooping cough, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:34.
Sleep is very important to me, and when I sink into my mattress, I just melt.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to enjoy huge savings and a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to our tax-free mattress sale.
I've had a lot of back problems, and I have the best sleep I've ever had in my whole life.
At Mancini's, we offer the largest selection of top-brand mattresses at the lowest possible price.
Crawling into it is like heaven.
Hurry in for this limited offer. Visit sleepworld.com.
I wouldn't go anywhere else but Mancini Sleep World.
Dad, how safe is your home? One out of three older California homes needs new smoke alarms. Be a weekend warrior by replacing your outdated alarms with a Kidde Worry-Free line. Each contains a sealed-in battery proven to last a decade. No more low battery chirps or battery replacement saves you time and money. Up to $40 in battery costs over the life of each alarm. Plus, Worry-Free alarms comply with California's new smoke alarm requirements. Don't wait. Buy Kidde Worry-Free alarms today at the Home Depot.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Mancini's Sleep World in Oakland, 580 eastbound at Park Boulevard. That solo vehicle accident there has been out of the road for a little while now. You still do have some very minor delays back to about Grand Avenue, but they're very thin. San Jose, 280 northbound at 10th, that fender bender blocking the slow lane. No delays from that at the moment. Just give authorities some room to get it taken care of if you would. Now, those of you in Sonoma County, 37 eastbound is still heavy in pockets from just before 121 to Skaggs Island Road. And traffic in the city is slowly improving. Northbound 101 still stop and go from Hospital Curve to eastbound 80. And eastbound 80 still stop and go to Fremont, but no delays on the lower deck. Things do slow down some at Treasure Island, though, and it's going to be a little sluggish up to the tollway. But then once you're finally, or to the toll plaza, once you're through that, you're finally clear. Mancini Sleep World wants you to save big on a top brand quality mattress during their tax-free mattress sale. They make it easy so you can rest easy with free delivery, free setup, and free removal of your old mattress. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Clear skies overnight, chilly when you wake up, mid-30s to low 50s. KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
That it'll still be breezy, lots of sunshine and milder conditions, low 60s to the mid 70s. The sunny streak continues on Friday, and then we start to notice some changes. Two low pressure systems will be coming in our direction, and that means several opportunities for seeing some showers around here.
Yep, Easter morning through midday, there is rain in the forecast. Monday through Tuesday night, a second storm expected to bring still more rain, as much as a half an inch around the Bay Area. Right now around the Bay Area, it is 60 and clear in Santa Rosa, 54 in Walnut Creek, 57 in Fairfield, 52 degrees in Half Moon Bay, 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
So they say we're going to get rain.
April Fools.
Well, now stop. We better get some rain.
Oh, that was mean.
John Lobertini, please join us if you would.
I'm here, yes.
Now, I want to talk about...
You've been summoned.
Yes.
Here.
Here. Please come hither. Hither. Now, yeah, I want to talk about the governor's initiative today that was announced. And all jokes aside, it's no joke. California Governor Jerry Brown's new water rules thrown out today while standing in the bone-dry Sierra Nevada mountains.
Well, yeah, it's a mandatory 25% cutback. Never happened in California. I mean, I've lived here for a very long time, and I remember in the 70s, there was no such thing as a low-flow, low-flush toilet, so everybody was encouraged to put a brick in their toilet to cut down on the amount of water that would end up in there. This is pretty serious stuff. I mean, expect the state to start coming out with how to survive with less water. Jump in the shower, turn it on, get wet, turn it off, soap up, turn it on to rinse off.
As a matter of fact, we have KGO's Mike Simpson, and he talks about the situation from the KGO newsroom.
Brown attended today's final Sierra snowpack measurement and found a patch of dirt and grass that's usually 5 feet under around this time of year.
Whoa. This is
about as bad as it's ever been in the records that we've seen.
The worst since 1950, and enough to prompt an executive order, a 25% reduction through the end of the year, calls for new rate structures for local agencies, a statewide rebate program for appliance replacement, reductions at schools, golf courses, and cemeteries, and the replacement of 50 million square feet of lawns with drought-tolerant landscape. There's new rules for developers as well.
As Californians, we have to save water in every way we possibly can, and we have to pull together. And there will be some heartache here.
Agriculture uses the most water in the state, and while this doesn't restrict farmers outright, they will be required to report more use information to regulators. I'm Mike Simpson, KGO 810.
And a lot of the older homes that you were talking about, John, do have the big older toilet, so probably the brick in the toilet is not a bad idea to, you know, start with right now.
Well, you know, we're here to inform and
yes.
help out.
Yes, absolutely. I distort, you decide, but also to inform. You're a news guy.
What really surprises me is that they're still leaving open the option that people can water their lawns. I mean, my neighbor next to me, as soon as this started to get bad, he ripped out his lawn, and the landscaper finally came back this weekend and started to transform the dirt that had been sitting there for the past 3 or 4 months. But I'm considering doing the same thing. I mean, you know, really, do you need to water your lawn?
Do you need a lawn?
And by the way, do you have a lawn?
Well, I know that we like to think of the fact that we're in very green, luscious Northern California, but it's not so green, it's not so luscious. We don't have water, and I agree with you. And it seems to me when you talk about that template, it reminds me a lot of Las Vegas or the Arizona or Santa Fe, New Mexico. That whole template where it's rocks or actually, I've already seen the commercials for AstroTurf. Put AstroTurf in, take your grass out.
Gosh, I think dirt would be more attractive. I mean, I just came back from Arizona where people don't have, you know, lawns per se. And if they do, there's a very small swatch. It'll be interesting to see if a lot of people, take up the governor's offer to put in, you know, drought resistant plants. I mean, you can't have plants there and you can't have greenery in your yard without having something that requires a lot of water. But I mean, I had this conversation with my son the other day about conserving water. And in my neighborhood, there are water meters in place now, so there's no ambiguity when it comes to, you know, finding out who's abusing their water rights and who's not.
Well, it'll become like Southern California, SoCal, where you start ratting out your neighbor.
Well, in this case, if you have water meters, it doesn't matter. I mean, because they'll be able to tell how much water you use. But yeah, there are plenty of neighborhoods that don't have water meters, and that is very likely what will happen.
And so you were mentioning up go the water rates and bigger rebates on water, more water efficient appliances. That's a good idea. The bigger bills, I think that probably scares a lot of people. But one of the things that I don't think a lot of people realize is we need to save 1.5 million acre feet of water in the next 9 months.
Well, I think that the way that was framed is that if everyone plays along with this 25% mandatory reduction, that is how much we'll save. What's unsettling about that is that's about exactly how much water we have in Lake Oroville, which is one of the two large reservoirs that we depend on to hold our water and, you know, get us through from 1 year to the next.
I think that for all of us non-farmers, that's about 490 billion gallons. And I realize that a lot of people, myself included, can't even visualize the volume of water they use in a single day, which I now understand it's 80 to 100 gallons or about 3 fully filled bathtubs. That's a lot. So speaking of bathtubs, Brown's plan calls for skipping about 7.1 billion showers. Or baths, or 20 billion short showers, or about 500 billion toothbrushing sessions.
Wow.
Yeah. And for the flush conscious, that's about 460 billion number ones. And by the way, to put it in nighttime terms for this broadcast, so yes, California, the party's definitely over. And if all of this makes you feel like having a drink, just keep in mind 1.5 million acre feet of water equals 31.5 billion kegs of beer.
Drink beer, not water.
And it's coming from another state, so we're not taking it out of our supply here.
That's right. And the amount of water we need is just to get us through the year, right?
Yeah,
we're
months.
At a deficit.
Right,
this
right.
is not even worst. Talking about the future. I mean, we're in rough shape.
Yeah, worse than what? Is it 1,000 years? 1,000 year drought? Something like that?
I heard a report today. I think it may have been a CBS News report where they went to someone who's been checking tree rings, because we've only really been keeping track of this mm-hmm. water stuff since 1950, which is where you get a lot of people saying, you know, this is not global warming, it's just cyclical. But according to this report, they talked to someone who's been checking tree rings, and according to those tree rings, this is the worst drought California has seen in 1,000 years.
Let me ask you something, John, because I asked a native Californian today. I actually found one, and I said, let's go back. Yes, I know. I'm just kidding. But let's go back to that last big drought. And I was thinking, maybe they didn't have the technology then, but why did they not start, when they did have the technology, start thinking about desalinization?
Well, apparently desalination doesn't produce the kind of the kind of results that you want. It cannot clean enough water to really be efficient. I mean, you could build really big plants and then maybe get to that point, but it was a situation where, you know, the technology, you know, it was a risk-reward thing. You know, what are we going to put into this and what are we going to get back? And in the end, it was decided that that just wasn't going to work. What I think is surprising, and I think a lot of people have a hard time wrapping their head around, is that, you know, we've been told time and time again that conservation will save us enough water. And we're also told that there's a fair amount of, there is some groundwater that we can tap into. But the whole conservation notion, I think, is really just counterintuitive for a lot of people, because it's hard to see how that's possible. But I guess, you know, if you're taking 2-minute showers versus a 20-minute shower, you know, the math is pretty simple.
Right, right. So I think that, you know, even skipping showers will be one of those things. I said we're going to need a cologne and a perfume rule or law to go
or
into
a
effect.
Rebate from the governor's office.
Or something to go into effect with offices. Can you imagine the conflicting cologne and perfume smells? Yikes. I don't know which I would rather smell, the BO or that mess.
tough choices.
Yeah. Talk about an initiative. We need an initiative on that.
You know, bartender, give this man another one.
I know, right? Yes, 31.5 billion kegs of beer we need, people. Now, actually, I would not have a problem with, I think that everybody would be okay with skipping the shower, you know, every
other
day
or at least
or so.
Cutting back on it.
Right.
I mean,
why not?
Really, crank up the water heater so that you don't have to wait as long for it to get hot. Jump in,
That's a big deal.
But Drex, I would make this point. If you drink Jack Daniels, that comes from Tennessee where they have a lot of water.
I can't drink whiskey. Bad boy things happen.
Heather, guess what we're doing Friday
things
night?
Happen.
We're taking Drex out on the
town. Bad boy things happen. I used to drink bourbon and brandy. No more. Those days are way, way over. So back to skipping the laundry cycle. I think recycling clothes. I mean, there's no reason if you're in an office all day and you wear deodorant and take care of your clothes that you can't hang it back on the hanger and wear it another day.
Oh, sure.
Well, yeah.
Sure,
I mean, all of those things are doable. I think that, you know, getting people to play along may be another matter.
Well, and I think the education process will begin. As you said, even informing just us chatting about it, I'm thinking about just the 500 billion toothbrushing sessions. Yes, who doesn't let the water run? I mean, maybe you guys don't.
I'm pretty good about it.
Are you good about it? Yeah.
Well, I think
that I'm conscious of it, I'm going to start tomorrow.
Yeah. Or even just use a cup of water to rinse the brush instead of...
That's a little gross.
No, it's not at all. I think I'm going to use that in my dating profile, though. I'll be like, I need a man to take baths with so that I can save water. Aren't you into saving water, too?
Yeah, but those are not short baths.
That's cute.
Yeah, and by the way, I think sex in the bath, in the shower is overrated.
I didn't say anything about that. I just want to conserve water.
Did I confuse something here? All right, this is where John skips out because he's a news guy. All right, thank you very much, John Libertini. I appreciate it. All right, excellent. So... on that note, Heather, Should we get to the reasons women break up with men?
Oh, we sure
yeah,
should.
Maybe one of those assumptions. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
When you're in the market for a gift of diamonds, come see Shane Company, your friend in the diamond business. If you're leaning toward a classic style, we have diamond solitaire earrings in all diamond sizes, from around $150 to over $25,000. For a gift with lots of romantic symbolism, you can't go wrong with our diamond three-stone pendants and diamond three-stone rings, which represent your past, present, and future together. If she's the trendy type, we have a huge selection of diamond hoop earrings, as well as stackable rings in the latest looks for expressing her own unique style. Whatever gift you choose, with Shane Company's direct diamond importer prices, you'll get more sparkle for your money and diamonds that she'll be proud to wear.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
You're driving a high-performance car, but you're still wearing your indoor eyeglasses in the glare of the sun?
Honey, the stop sign!
Next time, experience Xperia UV, superior polarized sunglasses, and experience the difference. They eliminate 100% of blinding reflective glare and offer ESPF 50 Plus, the maximum UV protection available. Ask your eye care professional about Xperia UV, superior polarized sunglasses, in your prescription. For the best vision under the sun.
Hear the news on KGO 810, then talk about it on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Do. Time for the late night, late show wrap up on the way. Vince Neil from Motley Crue massacres the national anthem on the way. That's always fun.
Whose idea was that?
Well,
you know?
Turns out he's part owner of some team. I don't know.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So he figured. He
I just wouldn't have gone there at all.
Yeah, he could get away with it. Apparently, he couldn't. All right. So, reasons women break up with men. So, I'll run these by you, Heather, and then you tell me yay or nay. All right. Number one, you don't look at her.
Oh, my gosh. That's a big deal. I get that.
Yeah. So, they say, this is from Match.com, women interpret eye contact as intimacy.
Ooh, we're being intimate right now.
Look, I mean, if you can't make eye contact with somebody that you work with all the time, such as we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's really important. Yeah.
That's very interesting. I think that's a thing. I can't think of who I dated that might have done that. But yeah, I mean, you can't we can't be in the same room together and you pretend like I'm kind of not there or something.
I just want to add this. This also this is not only a relationship thing, this make eye contact. This is a working relationship, too, at work. Yes. Have you ever worked with people that you can't make eye contact with? Or they won't make eye contact with you? It's bad news.
That is weird.
Yeah, it is.
Now it's starting to freak me out, and I'm going to look at everybody and go, are they looking at me?
No. I mean, just being in an intimate kind of close thing like we're doing.
Yeah.
Well, for instance, I have in the past worked with other teams where a couple of the people didn't care for each other, so they wouldn't look at each other. And that was my first indication, we have a problem.
Oh.
A big one. Yeah.
Very astute.
All right. Number two, you try to fix everything. Reasons women break up with men.
I've seen it, yeah.
Wait, that's wrong.
That's not so bad.
Constantly offering suggestions. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. Constantly offering suggestions about how she can fix things makes it seem like you doubt her ability to handle her own problems. In other words, the guy tries to fix everything. Yeah,
if it's
bad news.
If it's a car, or something like that, then they fix it.
Yes, cars, yes, I think, yes. You only text. This will get you in trouble.
Yes.
With a woman.
This is my biggest thing ever.
Really?
Yeah.
You spark a nerve here.
Oh, God.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
Let's see what Match.com says.
Yeah, tell me what they
texting
said.
Is perfectly acceptable when you only want to flirt or ask a quick question.
That's exactly what I say. But texting's for flirting.
Okay, but for conversations that take more than 30 characters, pick up the phone and call your damn significant other.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That goes for canceling plans, apologizing, or delivering news, good or bad.
Yep.
Yeah. The apology on the text is a no-go.
Attest to that. I mean, it's the same damn device. Just use your voice. It's easier.
somebody had a cleaning attack on Sunday night, late at night at midnight. I got in a lot of trouble. And texting.
You got in trouble for cleaning.
Yeah, well, it was midnight. Mm-hmm. There might have been a little wine involved.
Are there other reasons I break up with guys?
Yeah, you don't ask questions. The guy doesn't ask questions. Silence says a lot, apparently, to women. By not asking follow-up questions to her stories, you're expressing they don't really care. You're not interested. You don't give a damn.
Well, or when there's obviously an issue, not going, hey, what's wrong? Or what can I do to make it better? Or, are you okay? You know, those are good questions to ask. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm the kind of guy that needs to figure everything out. So, you know, you wouldn't get that from me.
Oh, you're going to figure it out on your own.
Yeah, no, because
read my mind.
No. That you're taking that the wrong way. I would ask you follow-up questions because I want to make sure that everything's resolved.
Yeah, and clear.
I'm a resolution kind of guy.
Love it.
Yeah, okay. Here's a big problem. One of the reasons that women break up with men. You let her decide everything.
Oh, my gosh, that annoys the crap out of me. Just, you know, make a decision once in a while. It's just a freaking restaurant. What do you want to eat? Say something. Certainly you're hungry for something, you know?
Oh, the I don't care, pick whatever you want?
Yeah.
Now that annoys the hell out of you?
A little. I mean, you know, just have a vote once in a while, you know?
Okay.
I mean, it shows
Thai.
Some manliness, you know? Like
I want Thai food.
There you go. Just say something.
You ignore your honey-do list. Yeah, well, that goes without saying.
No, I don't have one of those.
No. yeah.
Actually, wait a minute. We kind of broke up for that reason.
Reasons women break up with men. Leaving the toilet seat up. Look, I know that's cliche, but it's pretty 101.
That's not a breakup point.
I think that...
In defense of men, in a way, I'll say everybody should put both lids down. So women are guilty, too. And really, you would remember every time to do that? Anyway...
We have separate bathrooms, we don't have that situation. You don't have her photo at work. Well, that one's kind of silly.
That's lame.
Yeah. We're in a new building. They put out a memo. No pictures, nothing on the walls.
We can't hang it, but you could have it on your desk.
Oh, okay.
But that's really like you're that touchy. That's the hill you want to die on. Okay.
Yes. Here's another thing that will get you in trouble with women and cause a breakup. You fly by the seat of your pants because women like spontaneity. Not all the time.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Like
if you never make a plan, never make a reservation, never, you know, decide to get to the concert on time, yada, yada, then that'll make me apoplectic.
What if I don't want to do anything? That's my problem. That's what gets me in trouble. I'm a homebody. I'm a hermit besides coming to work. That's just me.
Oh, wow. So I get the best of you, huh?
Yeah,
when you
do.
Decide to
That's
step
it.
Out.
Yeah. Let me see. And the final thing is you stay silent during fights. Guys staying silent. Yeah, that's just bad news. You're not working anything out with that one.
Some guys have said, oh, you're scary when you're angry, blah, blah, blah. It's like, if you don't talk to me, I'll get scarier. I'll Hulk Heather.
Really?
I'll be green.
You become Hulk Heather.
Hulk Heather.
That is so good. She is so Hulk Heather. That's what I love about her.
My pants split and turn into just teeny little shorts.
Hulk Heather. I've seen Hulk Heather at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon when we're arguing over topics. It's fantastic.
No way are we doing this.
What did I say the other day? I said, you know what? At least 25% of the decisions are mine. even though the show is my name on
it's
it.
It's a democracy.
Yeah. Pretty much. Okay, more of the Drex Radio Show, the late night, late show wrap-up is next on KGOA 10.
Hi, I'm Kirk Canlon, and after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement. Like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s and a 1234. License 245291.
I've known a lot of people who have listened to You and Me do ads, and so they've tried out the Handlery. And I literally can tell you, out of every 100 that I get, maybe there's one that had a problem, which instantly you take care of, and the other 99 keep raving about it. That's a pretty high standard to keep.
Well, one of the things I always try to do is when people book, I either call you in your room or I go out and I meet you at check-in. And but that's what I want. That's why I got into the business, was that personal contact.
There's something special when you run a hotel. It's a contact with people. It's a contact with employees, too. When the employees are happy, the hotel really gets a good raving review. And your employees seem very happy.
I've been very fortunate with the men and women who I work with. I've worked with their mothers and their fathers, and now I'm working with their sons and daughters. And so when we say we're family-owned, it isn't just the Handlery's. It's the staff members' family as well.
You can go to the web, handlery.com, but you can also just pick up a phone and call.
800-995-HUSH and ask for the KGO package.
Handlery Union Square Hotel.
You can't go wrong.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.